Welcome to BCC Advent. These are weekly meditations or reflections that aim to help you journey through the Advent season and connect deeper with the themes and stories embedded in this meaningful season. To start today, I invite you to take a breath, a slow inhale and a gentle exhale. As we begin, we're going to sit with the first theme of Advent, hope. Hope doesn't shout. It rarely rushes. Hope often comes in hidden and small things, things that look ordinary at first glance. A seed in the dark, a prayer in the night, a child in a manger. The birth of Jesus is the story of hope coming quietly, not in a palace or a fortress, but in a stable, only witnessed by animals and a handful of shepherds. In our lives today, I think hope is still like that. It doesn't always come with loud answers or instant change. Hope whispers before it sings. It sparks before it burns bright. We often think hope looks like certainty, like we have everything figured out. But biblical hope is different. It's trusting God in the waiting, the in-between, the not yet, and the quiet. Hope is not just positive thinking. It's not pretending everything is okay. Instead, hope is really courage, the decision to believe that light is still coming even before we see the sunrise. Maybe there's a place in your life today that feels unfinished, unanswered, or unresolved. But what if hope is already there? What if Jesus invites us not to escape the waiting or to rush through it, but to actually meet him in it? See, hope comes when we dare to believe that God works in hidden places, deep in our questions, deep in our need, and deep in the dark soil where nothing seems to grow. Today, as we close, I want you to imagine yourself holding a small seed. See, a seed is not impressive. It looks like nothing. And yet we know that embedded inside of it, life is waiting. So as I pray this prayer to close, I invite you to pray it with me. God of quiet hope, teach me to trust what is growing unseen. Help me believe you are near, even here. Amen. May you walk through this first week of Advent with a seed-sized hope. Small, ordinary, yet growing. We'll see y'all next week.